the mother humping land of
tongue twisters, titty twisters, and purple nurples.
It's the gangster humping land of.
There's some sweet tea in the fridge if y'all are thirsty.
It's the sandal wearing land of. It's the garbage raping land of.
Discarded giant pubic hair.
The suffering of tiny baby cows.
The girthy wang member of your mother.
It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of.
Okay.
All right. So, are you guys ready for the detective story part two?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we left good old Dick Detective Smith. He had just found the Texas housewife banshee, and he was wondering how in the fuck he was going to deal with it. And I'm going to do my very best to do a detective voice, but I really suck at voices, so if it sounds horrible, you'll just have to fucking deal with it.
Can do.
Immediately, I knew this was a job I was going to need help with. See here, sweet lips. This is a job I need help with. I'm going to have to get in touch with my old pal. My old pal, Frankie Flaccid Face.
Yeah.
Old Frankie and I have been courting the same dame, but then we realized that old bag of twats could go fuck herself because we liked each other's company and drinking in each other's company. If memory served me right, which... let's be real, it probably didn't, because I'd been hitting the piss sauce a lot since I was about 8 years old. So, if memory served me right, then old Frankie was an expert in the Texas housewife banshees because he'd been married to one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Frankie.
Sharon? God damn it, Sharon. Stop hounding me about my money, will ya? Sharon had a light skirt, you know? A dame that liked to let the fellas dip their sticks into her honey. But between Frankie and me, well, she'd been unable to shake our buzz. Not to mention that all three of us came down with the nasty cases of stank cock. You know, the morning drop? All right. The old itching leak? No? No? Okay, fine then. We'd all come down with nasty cases of gonorrhea.
Thank you.
Anyhow... old Frankie Flaccid Face knew a thing or two about these face-melting shriekers. Ah! Honey child, what's this man talking about? What's he gonna take care of? Ah! Is that darn toilet in the bathroom backed up again? I told you that you couldn't keep putting your problems down the drain. Ah! The shrieking specter motioned towards the open ballroom doors. I'm just downright sorry about all this, sir. You can be on your way now. It seems my daughter and I have some family business to take care of. Horace can show you out. Horace? Ah!
Banshees.
Yes, because we're dealing with the Texas housewife banshee. Well, Mama, Sugar Tush sputtered, it's not one of my problems. Besides, she whispered through her white-gloved hand, I told you that once Uncle Pugnacious keeled over with that heart affliction, those problems stopped happening.
What? That's fucked up.
Now, darling, you know it's unkind to speak ill of the dead, Mama stated. Well, Mama, the problem, you see, is you, the dame stated while stepping to the side to hide behind Dick's broad shoulders. Oh, my stars, Mr. Gumshoe, you'll have to excuse my atrocious daughter. She must have just lost her damned mind. I've just returned from a diamond expedition. I helped some kindly folks out of their and their money, she thought to herself, but for some reason, the thought appeared her above like a cartoon. I grabbed Verletta. Well, darn it, now I want to keep doing Southern.
understand. Southern detective, Banshee, Texas.
Yeah. Well, now, ma'am, I said, pointing the stub nose towards the Banshee's ethereal body, I'm afraid you're, well, lady, I'd say you've got a bad case of the STDs. Sugar tits, whose actual name was Carmen, but for as long as you could remember, as long as she could remember, men, particularly Uncle Pugnacious, and also her mama, had been calling her Sugar Tush, Sweet Face, Honey Butt, Sweet Snatch, Rump Shaker, Bootylicious, and, inexplicably, Fonda. She had learned to take those comments in stride. Although men treated her like a succulent piece of fruit to be devoured wholly, mind the seeds, Carmen knew that she was worth more than all those damned old coots added together. Secretly, Carmen was planning a worldwide jewel heist, and she had been hoping her mother's ridiculous diamond hunting expedition slash safari would allow her a chance to get started by robbing the family jewels from Mama's long-locked coffer of mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Inside Damn. Job plot twist?
In the current situation, the attractive but entirely mindful daughter had no idea what the drunken detective was talking about. She turned to him with her hands on the hips of her opalescent indigo flapper dress. Mr. Detective Smith, I don't think you know what you're talking about. It's quite clear that my mama's a banshee. She's not suffering from any sort of STD. Carmen was reluctant to talk about such matters, but she took a deep breath. I don't even think my mama knows what sexual intercourse is. I'm pretty sure my papa, God bless his soul, slipped her a Mickey one night so that he could ensure he'd have an heir to leave his family jewels. God bless you, Papa. I'm gonna get your family jewels one way or another. Carmen took a step back on her kitten heels. The off-white pearlescent heels actually had tiny kitten figures carved into the heels. In fact, one of the little kittens seemed to be playing with a ball of yarn while lying on its back. How adorable.
Oh. Aw, that's goddamn cute.
She took a step back on her kitten heels, flipped her luxurious chestnut hair over her shoulder, and began to turn away from the South detective, who, now that she got a clear look at him in the light of the ballroom, appeared to be wearing trousers that were soiled with, well, many things. And his once crisp white button-up shirt seemed to have tread marks from a Chrysler across the left side of his chest.
Not a surprise.
And, wait a minute. He was holding a browning banana in his right hand. Excuse me, Lady Paws, but I'm the detective here, Detective Smith stuttered, taken aback by both the young woman's striking beauty and the intense gaze of her coffee-colored eyes. However, at the end of the day, he was the man, and well, goddammit, that made him right in this situation. Not to mention, he was a world-renowned... Okay, nationally renowned? Okay, locally renowned. Okay, fine... Local speakeasy renowned detective. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Detective Smith, you're holding a banana in your right hand, Betty said while lowering her eyes into a pointed glare. That should actually be Carmen, not Betty. Carmen said while lowering her eyes into a pointed glare. No, vagina keeper. That's just Valletta. You don't need to be afraid of her. She's my trusty sidearm. I said, while waving the brown arm banana around unpredictably. Suddenly, from the far right corner of the room, as if to draw the two main characters of the story back into the primary conflict of the plot, there was a loud, ah!
Nice.
Who y'all calling a banshee? The now cornered banshee roared. Listen here, sweet sweater puppies. We need to get in touch with my old pal. My old pal, Frankie Flaccid. What do you say? Let's beat feet. I stammered as I grabbed the comely dame's right hand. Sweet Jesus, her hand was silken, and I couldn't help but think what it would feel like wrapped around a bottle of gin as she poured the fire liquid into my mouth. Thank goodness Smooth. I'm wearing gloves, Betty thought to herself as she... Thought to herself as she as the two pulled the large double doors to the ballroom behind closed behind them. Horace, Betty called, look after these doors and make sure no one comes in and nothing comes out, Betty ordered the aging butler without a second glance. Yes, ma'am, the old man whispered. Underneath his breath, he muttered, God damn it, why can't I just fucking die already? These fucking bitches just won't die. I know.
Poor Horace.
Cut to. It was another rainy, dreary, gray night in the city. The unexpected duo, attractive flapper and now completely off his head drunken detective, were standing outside of a dilapidated and seemingly abandoned row of brownstones. The fronts of the homes, packed in together like swimming seamen in a wrinkly ball sack, were weathered from years of no maintenance. Chipped bricks, missing windows, and absent doors dotted the fronts of the homes.
Yes, missing
just
windows.
Like my ball sack.
Definitely the missing windows. You see, sexpot, this is where my old pal, Frankie Flaccidface, lives, I said, while swinging a paper sack-wrapped bottle towards one of the doors. But then, my foot must have gotten stuck, because the next thing I knew, I was lying on my back, looking at the bottom of the dilapidated steps. Right then, the door of the row house one over creaked open. Is that you, Dick? A voice called out of the shadowy entrance. Yes, it's me, I responded to the voice and shadow. But as I was trying to regain my balance, I thought I saw something in the alley between the row house. I thought something in the alley between the row house caught my eye. But it could have been the liquor or piss from my piss liquor bottle. Listen here, sweet mamma jammas, I see something in the alley. The shadowy voice stepped out of the door frame, and there stood old Frankie Flaccidface. Frankie was a man of medium height, not too short and not too tall. He'd look good next to any dame. Well, height-wise, at least. Frankie Flaccidface's story was a whole nother bottle of whiskey, if you catch my drift. If you were to approach him from the right side, old Flaccidface was nothing to shake a fist at. He had coal-colored hair just touched with streaks of gray in the past few years that he always wore slicked back. He was a stocky man, built like a brick shit house, and just as likely to take a shit in your brick house if you let him, and even sometimes if you didn't. His eye was startling blue, and he could make a dame weep with that peeper. You see, old Frankie's left side was, well, fucked up. He'd been in some kind of something? Nobody really knew what had happened to old Frankie. The rumor around town was that one of his women had found him in bed with a set of twins, and, well, she lost her shit. She either threw a kerosene lamp at his face, which then caught his hair on fire, which quickly led to the rest of his body, since he and the twins had been licking one form or another of liquor off of one another's bodies, or the jilted woman heaved into him with her sweet sweater lambs and pushed him straight out of the third floor window. Yep, sweater lamps.
Sweater lamps.
Because,
that was a great euphemism.
Uh-huh.
Frankie didn't talk much about it, and frankly, nobody dared to ask. We let old Frankie be. Regardless, old Frankie's one brilliant blue eye could make any chick's panties drop straight to the ground.
Damn.
In fact, that's just what happened when Charming Carmen caught sight of Frankie. Her cream-colored lace-frilled panties fell straight to the floor.
No.
To her credit, she recovered well, blushed a fierce crimson, kneeled discreetly, and recovered her muffin holders.
Oh, yeah.
I was still trying to tell the two smitten kittens that I had seen something in the alley. Look here, I definitely see something in the alley. Dick, it's nice to see you, but I'm gonna have to excuse myself with this comely young woman for about 4 minutes. Hold tight, Buster. Old Frankie Flaccidface said as he scooped Carmen into his good right arm and used his shined up Oxford to pull the busted door closed behind them. Damn, I said to no one except my liquor bottle and the mangy gray cat that had sidled up next to me and started rubbing its flea riddled coat all over my slick new slacks. I'm gonna have to figure this one out for myself, and I headed into the murky, piss stinking alley. to be continued.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No!
That happened. Yep.
Oh.
I see an intense
dude. I would bone Frankie.
Who wouldn't bone Frankie Flaccid Face? But also, is it not weird that both Jesse and I one-eyed people in our stories?
The Land of thanks you for wasting your time listening to this shit. Your mother would be very proud of your perseverance. Be sure to maintain a tight grip on your genitals until next time. Jesse, Mel, and Nick will be back again soon to take a pee-pee in your ear holes. It's the mother humping land of.